Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Hi everyone, and welcome to another wonderful, fabulous episode of Social Blend. Oh my god, I hate that I said fabulous.
I love it, it's fine.
All right.
I'm George.
Oh yeah, and I'm Gracie.
A lot has been going on in pop culture.
Every week I was just going to say, every week we like to keep you guys on your toes. You never know how we're going to start the podcast off.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's so true. And I love it. And I love that it's always different.
It's incredible. All right. So, first of all, what are you drinking?
Okay, so I have a different kind of drink today. So I put this Topo Chico orange.
Ooh, tangerine.
Yes, or yeah, tangerine.
Ooh, yummy.
And I literally just added tequila in it. So I have like a cute little, not a lot of tequila, but it's.
Is it a hard seltzer?
No. This is, it's just seltzer.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
So I just added tequila to it. It's good.
I'm drinking sparkling red wine from a can.
Oh, wait, what company is that?
This is
the one that starts with
by Scarpetta.
Oh, okay, love. Yes. I think I love their Moscato. Oh, my arm looks so skinny when I grab it. When I went to go grab, look at that.
Oh my god. Listen, you guys, who needs the gym when you can just tone your arms by reaching for your next bev?
Right. No, literally. we could start off with cheers.
Cheers, clink.
But yeah, a lot is going on. But we could start with our personal lives.
Okay, but yeah, so we recorded last week. We wanted to make it extra long because we skipped the week before. We just really didn't have it in us, you guys. Like
so yeah, I wasn't doing well. Last week.
Oh yeah, why though? I don't remember why.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. You're like, why? I'm like, oh, and then you're like, no.
Oh yeah. Wait, what?
No, I have no idea why. I just was not, I don't know. I was feeling insane. I was feeling manic. I don't know.
Oh, yes. You were feeling manic. And we did talk about how I had passed the mania on to you.
Yes, to me. Yeah. Yes.
Because mine is done. But then, mine did come back this weekend.
Oh, all right. Well, it's got to go somewhere.
So. It's just when I get too bored. I can't have too much time off of work.
Yes.
Or I get so bored that I'm like, how can I ruin my life?
Right. No, I get it. I completely get it. And then I also, I guess it's ADHD, but, I have an obsession with, always feeling like nothing's clean and everything is a mess.
OCD, babe.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
Like, everything has to be clean.
Yes, but it never seems clean to me. It's just,
it'll never be.
It'll never be.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. So, but now I'm back to normal. He's back and better than ever. George 2.0 is here to stay.
He's back. George Stillwell is back.
I want a tabloid to just say George Stillwell is back and better than ever.
Oh my God, you know what you should get? Either like a skywriter, like to write it in like whatever those state claps.
Yes.
Or you should get like a plane to like fly the banner behind, like when you're at the beach and you see those advertisements.
Oh my gosh.
And then following very closely behind it will be one about me.
Yeah.
And we just don't know what it's going to say yet.
Yes.
We literally don't know. We can't decide right now.
Maybe I just want a sign that says George Stillwell is a baddie. It's a baddie daddy. Ah! And I'm not a father, but I could say that.
But you can still be a daddy.
I can still be a daddy.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
So but clearly we're on one today. So get ready and buckle up. Strap in.
Well, a lot is going on. in like yeah. pop culture in the world. Blah,
yes.
Blah.
Yes. But oh this. God. Okay. Oh, sorry. But yeah, let's yeah. talk about our personal stuff.
Yes.
But I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
What did you have for dinner?
Oh, okay.
I'd love to know. I'm dying. I'm actually, like, dying to know.
Oh, and that was one of my points tonight.
Oh, perfect. I didn't even look at the note yet.
Oh, you did it? Oh, okay.
No, I'm playing a game on my phone while we're doing this so I don't get distracted by like social media.
Yes, perfect, perfect. I'm trying not to go on my phone. But yeah. So, okay, tonight, well, when I got home, in front of me, my family made like a taco bar, right? So we had all the taco stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll have some. But I was like, it's going to be so plain. Like, my dad made guac. So it was a great spread, salsa, everything.
Were there any
was...
beans, though?
No beans, because this is what happened. I bought organic black beans. And somebody opened them.
Okay.
Used like half and then left it out. And it was over. So I had to throw out my beans. So that's all I had. But it was fine. So I remembered I had a vegan chicken. And it's called Daring. It's called Daring Chicken. I don't know if anyone's heard it. It's great. It's incredible.
I think I've heard of that.
It is so good. So first of all, it's not a lot of chemicals. It's made and
okay, Slay, we love. Well.
Yes, all the ingredients you could read. You could basically read all the ingredients. I think just one ingredient I can't really read, but when you could read them all, that's how you know you're good to go.
Yes. And then there's like not too many of them.
Yes. Yeah.
When you don't have to like sit down and get your reading glasses out.
Right.
And strap in for a like 400-page novel, you know that something is not that terrible.
Absolutely. So I think there's about six ingredients, so it's perfect.
Oh, great.
And so I made that. And I tossed it in a burrito.
Okay.
I, you know, threw a bunch of toppings on it. Incredible. And then I had this taco sauce from Trader Joe's. Chef's kiss.
Love.
If you ever need like a nice taco, like a taco tasting sauce, go to Trader Joe's. It's literally called taco sauce. And that's what I did.
I love that they keep it so simple and everything is literally just what it's called.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Like ketchup is tomato sauce there. And so, like
what you see is what you get.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. But yeah, it's so good. And it tastes like authentic Mexican, like that sauce. So when I have it, it just reminds me of like authentic Mexican. And I love it. But that was my dinner. I had so much fun. I ate two. I didn't even care. I was like, I'm going to eat it.
I love that.
What about you?
I'm currently having day-old watermelon chunks and some Cheez-Its.
Love.
So.
Yeah, I miss with... With being vegan.
I just don't have the energy. And I'm honestly not even hungry.
Yeah, that's good though. But but two things I miss with being vegan is Cheez-Its and Goldfish.
Oh.
I miss those. Even though Goldfish just recently came out with a salt and vinegar flavor, and it's vegan, so I'm happy about that. But and then
salt and vinegar? You said?
Salt and vinegar, yeah.
Of what? Cheez-It? Is that what you just said?
Goldfish.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the note.
It's okay.
No, yeah, okay.
And I believe it's vegan. But yeah, day-old watermelon does taste delicious, though.
It's slapping right now. Like, it's literally giving me so much life. I'm obsessed. I love it.
And, like, when it's in the fridge like that, and it's, like, cool, and you just... Like, I always try to do that if I'm going to the beach. Like, I just want a nice, cool watermelon. So...
Love.
Oh, my God. Is this crazy that summer's almost here? Like, I'm freaking the fuck out.
I know.
Like, it's basically here.
I know. But I'm, like, so excited for it because I just, like, it just feels better. I'm just happier in the summertime.
Right. That's so funny you were saying that. I just had a conversation with friends, and I was saying that, like, in the summer, I feel thinner. I'm happier. Like, I just love the summer. Even though the heat sucks. Like, here in New Jersey, if anyone's not from here, the heat is bad here because... it could
and it's
could
only just... getting worse.
Yes, and it just
it's getting worse.
is so bad.
So yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice, but also at the same time you're like dying the whole time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You get used to it. Like, I'm gonna say by June, I'm like, by the end of June, I'm used to it already. So it's like, oh my god, I forgot to drink. Let me grab my
Sometimes June, oh my god, drink. But sometimes June isn't even that hot. And then it doesn't get really hot until like July and August. And then July, it's like 97 degrees. And it's disgusting outside.
And it's like so humid. It's like so humid. Oh my gosh.
My hair looks great though.
Yes. Oh my god, it looks so good. I haven't washed my hair in 2 days. So
now I'm saying the humidity makes my hair look great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't washed my hair since last Friday.
Oh, that's
good. I wasn't even the one who washed it. My aunt did because I got it done.
Oh, you went to their salon?
Awesome. Yeah, I got a haircut. Yeah. And
That's really good though, if you could go that long. For me, honestly, I just get, I don't know, I get like crazy. And I think like especially if my sheets are clean, like if I freshly made my bed. Like, I want to make sure my hair is showered. Like, I don't know. So, I could only go, I think the longest I've been is, like, 4 days. But the longer you go, it's so good for your hair. It really is.
Like, I know. Like, I went 9 days. The longest I've gone is, like, 9 days, I think. Or maybe 2 weeks. I don't know.
That's really
good. 2 weeks. I think over 2 weeks.
That's really good because we shouldn't be washing our hair that much. I don't know why.
I should be washing it every like 5 to 6 days.
Yeah.
Because my scalp is getting a little irritated right now. And I have to like,
that get, like, does a happen.
Shampoo to like unirritated, and then I can go back to my other one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right. Why do you feel like a house husband this week?
Yeah, so I was basically a house husband.
The Real House Husbands of Georgia.
This season on The Real House Husbands of New Jersey. Can you imagine? That'd be a dream. But
oh my god, I love it.
I was doing yard work and we were like I was pulling weeds and we were putting down new mulch and it was exhausting. I was like dripping in sweat. But like it had to be done. Like we let our yard get so crazy last summer, so that's why like now this summer, I mean this spring, it looks insane. So we like pulled a bunch of, oh my god, and I pulled a bunch of bushes out. I literally sat there and did bushes. And people that don't know me, guys, I am not that person. Like, I'm not a labor guy. Like, no. Gracie knows. Like, I'm not a guy that's going to get down and dirty. Like,
unless you're getting paid, baby.
Unless I'm getting paid or there's, like, a margarita at the end of the tunnel or something like
it's
that.
It's my way till payday.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's from?
No, but I liked it.
I'm 30 Rock. On 30 Rock, they did 2 episodes that were like shot in the style of The Real Housewives.
Shut up.
It was like Tracy Jordan's wife and her friend.
Ooh.
And her catchphrase, her tagline was, "It's my way till payday."
I love that.
I have to like look. Oh, they were so funny.
I always love making like taglines.
Yes.
I love it. It's so fun.
I love it. It's hard though.
It is. It's very hard. It's harder than people think because people like will like I'll discuss it more, but when the Housewives shows is coming out again and their taglines is out and everyone's like, oh my God, can they think of anything better? I'm like, it's actually very hard.
It is hard. Okay. I wanted to save this for later, and I think we've done this before, but let's update it. Okay. What would your Real Housewives tagline be then? Do you know? I know mine now. I didn't know it last time we did this.
Oh my god, you do?
Now I do,
and
I'm ready to share it with the world.
And yeah, the one I said the last time, it's most likely different because I change all the time.
Yeah.
All right, you go first.
So mine has been my Twitter and Instagram bio for like years and years and years.
Okay.
And I was just like, I recently just put 2 and 2 together. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a great Housewives tagline.
Yeah.
Mine is, I started talking at 7 months. and I haven't stopped since.
I am obsessed with that.
So
I love
that's how
it.
I would, yes, that's how I would say it if it was Real Housewives. But how I actually say it is, I started talking at 7 months and I haven't stopped since.
Yeah, I love it. A little faster, right? Yeah. All right. So mine would be, and this is funny because I posted this on my birthday, like my birthday post.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, the storms are rough, but nothing I can't handle. I love, and that will be mine.
I love
I'm
it. Oh my God. I love it. Yeah. And mine will be mine when they do the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Of New Jersey. A Jersey
whatever,
City.
What did they do? What did they do? Like Roni Legacy, and then there's like the new one,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So it's like the new.
Yeah,
Real
the new
Housewives.
New Jersey. And I only thought about that because remember around my birthday, that was when it was an earthquake, an eclipse,
yes,
all this horrible rain.
It was nuts. It was so crazy.
So I just wrote, like, I just thought about it. I was like, oh my God, the storms are so rough, but it's nothing I can't handle. I was
nothing
like,
I can't handle.
God, I loved it. Yeah. So
yeah, I love. I'm obsessed. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so at the end of the day, I was pulling weeds, all that stuff, putting mulch down, blah, blah, blah. But now, guess what?
What?
I might have poison ivy. I'm not
no!
trying to... Yup. It always happens to me. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it because I don't want to freak out, but I can't be on steroids right. again because the last time I was on steroids, I was emotionally, like, not okay. Steroids does that to me.
Oh my God.
The last time...
So, they make you angry.
Okay. I went from angry to crying to laughing to
yes.
like depressed, like so sad.
It's
not depressed, but very
horrible.
Sad. It's too much. It's too much for me. And I told my mom, I said, I can't do it the next time. Like,
no,
something happens,
no.
I can't be on steroids.
I know.
It makes me insane. And I feel
I
like I kind of feel like I've never been the same since.
Oh my God. Yes, you're fine.
Done it? Yeah. I'm like, wait, am I crazy now?
No,
how's
you're literally not fine.
How's your week?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about my screen time.
Ooh, yes. We never, let me get mine up too.
It's so horrible. It's horrific.
No, me too.
The longest that I was ever on my phone in one day that has been recorded. Are you ready?
I'm so scared.
I don't even want to share it with you guys.
I'm scared.
I literally don't even want to share it with you guys at all.
I mean, if you want, I can say mine first and then
say yours first and then I will decide if I want to share mine.
Okay. Well, I'll start with this. Today, my screen time was 4 hours and 6 minutes. But an average, a daily average.
Yeah.
7 hours and 37 minutes. I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's a lot.
I don't think I'm going to share mine. Okay, but to be fair, I'm looking back on that day.
Yeah.
So it was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
But on Wednesday night at like 10 p.m., so 2 hours before Thursday, mm-hmm. I went to the bar. Because, not at 10. I was still here on my phone at 11:11, it looks like.
11:11.
Right. Yeah. So I think I got to the bar at like 11:45. So now I'm like at the bar. I get home from the bar at like 12:40, right? I'm only there for a little bit.
Right.
And then I'm like still on my phone. I'm like texting a bunch because I'm drunk at this point. Then I was still up at 1:35. Apparently I was berating a man at 1:45. Okay.
Wait.
Then I was awake by 10:30. So
yeah.
I went to bed at like, let's say like 2:15. I probably fell asleep. Done with the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
I woke up at like 10:30. I had therapy on my phone. So I'm like, whatever, you're holding the phone. Then I had nothing until to do until babysitting. Oh my God, I'm lying to you guys. I went to bed at 5:45 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's insane.
Okay. So I was on my phone basically pretty much from like 12 to 5:45. So it's like, let's say like about 4 hours there, you know. And then I woke up by 10:30 and I'm on the phone. Okay. I'm like, look, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
So you're saying it's more than 7 hours.
It's like terrible. Okay. Then I was FaceTiming my friend at like 11:30.
Okay.
A little after that. So yeah, this is a whole rundown. We might have to cut some of this out if it's not interesting, but
it's fine.
Here's my screen time for Thursday, April 25th. And let's keep in mind, you guys, I was asleep for like 4.5 hours. That's it. 13 hours and 28 minutes.
Shut the hell up! That's basically the whole day. That's more than half of the day. Oh my. But okay, one time I could not go to sleep. I was up from 3 a.m. to the time I had to go to work. And I was watching, I got involved in the What Would You Do videos. And I watched every single What Would You Do? And I had to have done around 13 hours too that time. Because there's no way. But that was nonstop watching like TikTok videos. But oh my gosh.
Okay, wait. Yesterday was bad. Today is really bad.
Okay.
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. I need to be so cool and normal, but I just don't know how.
I know. It's exhausting.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. I went to the dispensary, which I like to call the weed store because it's just okay. Fun and silly.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to buy a vape. And I don't really know exactly what I want. I prefer sativa. What do you suggest? And the girl was like, get this one. I was like, okay, how much is it? She was like, it's like $80. And I was like, okay, how much is in it? And she was like, a gram. And okay. I was like, how long do you think that'll last? I bought one of the 0.3 gram ones and it lasted me a week and a half.
Yeah.
And she was like, it'll probably last you like a month or longer then. And I was like, great, let's do it. $80 for the whole month. That's perfectly fine with me. Perfect. Let's go. I thought it was going to be shaped like the other one I had bought from this weed store.
Yeah.
I opened the packaging. Oh, yeah. This little bitch is shaped like the great state of California.
Should we take a photo of that?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, wait. Wait, I need something. I'm like, I need something. Okay.
Did you get it? Because I was perfect. It was the titties and the jawline.
Yes! Oh my God. No, literally, you look stunning. Oh my gosh.
I love that for me.
That is so funny.
I like was not expecting this at all because, you know, whatever. And I'm like, so like, I keep showing it to people. I'm like, you guys, like, okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's hilarious. I keep doing like bits with it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'll like post a video. I'm like, me? Oh, nothing. Just smoking on the great state of California.
I saw that line. I saw that when I was cracking up. That is hilarious though.
It's hilarious. I'm like obsessed with it though.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We'll never buy another brand again. I love her.
But never again.
Yeah.
And then did we also talk about Wait, did we ever do the what would your last meal be and why?
No, but I don't want to think about that right now.
Fine.
Okay. let's do a hot or not.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, wait, but first, oh my God, I have to talk about this. I don't know why this wasn't under my stuff and why it's under it for both. There was truly divine intervention on the Dunkin' Donuts app location.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So normally I skip breakfast, which is a horrible thing to do.
Right.
But alas, you can't be a skinny legend without skipping a few meals.
Absolutely.
That's horrible.
No, that's horrible.
It's her. I don't believe that. It's fine.
We don't condone.
I'm just like usually not hungry.
Yeah.
But like, oh my God, wait.
I was going to say, your boob is about to fall.
This tank top is incredible for my titties. Oh my God, who knew I had them? Okay, whatever. But I was like walking to the path and like I started to get a little nauseated and I was like, okay, I should probably put some food in my stomach. And I was out of Celsius, so I didn't have any caffeine with me on my person, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let me get a little coffee, a little cold brew with oat milk and two stevia.
The best.
Because I'm feeling a little sweet this morning. Normally, I don't do the stevia anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get like an egg and cheese wake up wrap. It's like one of my go-tos there. Like, it's a little bit of protein, even though it's like literally their egg is disgusting.
Ew, I know. I never liked their eggs. Even like,
I know,
when
they're
I
terrible, but like, I just can't stop eating them. It's great.
Yeah.
So I go to like place the order and I had some money like in my Dunkin' account, you know, and I had $7.66. No, I had $7.67. The total of my order for my little coffee and my little wake up wrap, $7.66.
Amazing. What a blessing.
Incredible. Because I feel like literally I'll have like enough in my account and I'll just need like 10 cents more. One time it was like, you need 2 more cents. But you know, the minimum that you can add at a time is $2.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. I wanted a free meal in my head, even though I paid for it earlier.
Right.
Whatever.
But like, it's free because it's not.
You know? Yeah. You know. It's free because I'm not paying for it currently. I already did.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And it's so annoying. So I'm like, ugh. But, that like never happens where I have like just enough for the two things I want.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. It's happened for me, but the other way that literally I have gone to Dunkin', right?
Yeah.
I've placed my order and there's like, I'm missing one penny. And I'm like, are you fucking
no, like in
me?
your app? Like I'm
in
saying,
the app. Yeah.
George, I literally just said that.
No, I know. I'm just saying that happened to me
well. Oh,
but,
okay. Yeah.
But never.
No, like, I've had, like, I needed, like, two this. More cents. Like,
yes, yeah.
Come on. I don't want to pay $2 more just to, for just 2 cents. Just give it to
right,
me.
Right, right.
Just give me it.
Just give it to me, and we'll never tell a soul.
Yeah, it's fine. But, yeah, that was pretty crazy. I was like, it's going to be a great day today. And you know what? It's been a pretty good day.
That's good.
I can think of a few ways it could be better, but you know, I'm not being greedy.
Right.
I'm not being greedy, but I am manifesting.
We're gonna take what we could get and we're gonna be happy about it.
Yeah. All right. So let's do a hot or not now that we've talked about divine intervention on the Dunkin' app.
Perfect. What's the other thing? Do you see that?
Yes, I wrote that. I'm gonna get to that in a
second. Oh, okay.
Would you like to do it first?
Oh, the hot or not? Oof. Okay.
No, the other thing.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so let's do hot or not.
Okay.
All right, so I have outsourced the celebrities for this hot or not from our dear, dear followers on our Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was just able to be a part of it.
Yes.
Even though I've been begging for
a
while.
Gracie's been begging.
So we did it not last week, but the time before that.
Yes.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And a lot of our great friends have given us some suggestions for this. I won't name them by name just in case I don't want to be.
Okay.
But all right, let's start with the one that we got first. I don't know if we did him or not yet, but we actually got him twice. All right. In this poll. So,
oh, popular guy over here.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi. Did we rate him yet?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. What do we think?
Okay. So I'm, God, this is so complicated. Because, yes, I guess he's good looking, but also there's other times where I'm like, he's not good looking. It's just because he's like an actor. But I'm going to say hot. That's fine.
He's so hot. He looks like a guy who would definitely ghost me.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he personally would. He just looks like the kind of guy who would.
Who would? Yeah. I agree.
I was talking, I was actually chatting with my coworker this morning. And there's like this guy who's around like our age, maybe a little bit younger, who works at one of like the stores around the school that we all like have been there.
Yeah.
And I was asking him, oh, like which person like rang you up? He was like kind of skinny, didn't really seem like he cared. I was like, oh, is it the one who looks like I would let ghost me? And I was like, sorry, Alex, not let ghost me. He would ghost me. I wouldn't want that, but he looks like he would ghost me.
And it would just happen, yeah.
And he was like, no, I know exactly who you're talking about. Wasn't him. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, bet. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Jacob Elordi hot, though. He's hot. Okay.
All right.
Somebody else said Morgan Wallen.
Okay. You could go first.
Not.
Okay. So, oh my God, this is so hard. I'm going to have to say hot only because, Steph's actually there right now in Nashville. And he's performing, and she went to go see him.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's performing. I get... You know what? Not. He's not. I do like his music, but I'm gonna just... He's not hot. He's not good looking.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's just not.
It's a no. I was gonna really try to say yes, but it's a no for me. So.
I know. It's not. Okay.
All right, next.
Drake.
This is difficult because if he sees it, if he watches this episode,
George, I've already said very horrible things about Drake on this podcast. Yeah.
No,
allegedly.
Yeah.
I allegedly said horrible things
allegedly.
Okay, and this is the clip, and this is the clip for the reel.
Okay.
I've allegedly.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
Do it again?
No.
I'm having a good time.
We're all going to have fun. But I'm going to say hot. I'm going to say hot.
I just have to say not.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
I almost said not either, so.
His face and his head are just so big.
Yeah.
And for what? For what reason? And listen, yes, he has a very huge penis. We've all seen the film. We've all seen the independent film released on Twitter.com.
No, literally. But it's right. But if you're not, you're not. That's it.
But I'm also just thinking, like, ow.
Right. But also...
No, not for me. I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Also, like, when we say hot or not, we mean, like, how are they in the face? How are they personally? And hot could also be, like, how do they treat other people?
Yeah, we're taking a lot of things into consideration.
There's so much. I'm taking so much into consideration. Like, Morgan Wallen, I almost said yes until he threw that chair.
Terrible, horrible guy.
Off of the thing. So, like, that's crazy.
And you guys know I like a weird little freak, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Kylie Jenner.
Oh, I'm going to have to say hot.
Hot. And you know what? I'm really loving her Timothée Chalamet era. I hope this is her forever era.
Yes.
I wonder if anything ever came out about that rumor that they were pregnant.
Oh, yes. Allegedly, it's false. Allegedly, it's false.
Okay. I figured, but that would be crazy.
Reports are saying it's false, but nothing came to light about it. But yeah, I'm going to say hot. I think she's really stunning. And a lot of people trash her for her like plastic surgery that made her look good. But it's like, listen, she looks good. So
I'm going to be honest. My girl just got a little bit of lip filler in the face. Really? That's it in the face?
Literally.
The body, I'm not even going to comment on. But like, cause whatever. If that's what, like, I would get a boob job to make them bigger, even though they're already pretty massive right now.
Yeah.
She's got huge knockers. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, I think the only thing she did on her face was lip filler.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't blame you, Kylie. Listen, we all saw your lips on early episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and you're beautiful no matter what. But like, I get it. Like, I'm just saying, I understand why you wanted to fill them in. And
of course,
you know what? You look beautiful, and you're a great mother. And you're doing your best. We love it.
And she was very vocal about getting them, too. It's not like she was trying to hide it. So.
Yeah, like some of her family members.
Right, exactly.
I mean, not Courtney. Obviously not fucking Courtney. Chloe.
Kim. Chloe, yeah.
Especially Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Chloe
wild.
Comes back with a whole new face. And she's like, what's up, you guys?
I know.
I'm like, Chloe? Is that you?
She's like, what happened? She's like, I'm the same person. Wait, remember when her ass was flat and then one day it was like huge and everyone's
and
like,
she was like, what? I did a squat.
Yeah, she's like, no, I've been working out so hard. Everyone's like,
I can't.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. We have two more. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh. I'm going to say hot.
I'm going to be honest. I think this is going to be the first like,
shocker.
No answer. Like I can't
really
decide. I really don't know.
It's like
I personally have heard things about her that I don't like. Yes, she's beautiful, but I've heard some negative things about her.
Okay.
And I also don't feel like we would get along. Like I don't think we would be friends.
Okay,
so she's a Leo. I need to know the birth chart.
I was gonna say
Leos, but I need to know what else is in the chart.
And I was gonna say, does she hate Virgos or what's up?
No, okay. Yes, that is exactly why. Okay, so her not that she hates Virgos. It's that her sun is in Leo, her moon is in Gemini, and her rising is Sagittarius.
Okay. Yeah, that's
no,
heavy.
Thank you.
That's
no, thank
heavy.
You. You know how I feel about Geminis, okay?
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah.
No thanks. Okay, and the last one we have is The Rock.
The Rock? Oh, The Rock.
The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh my gosh. I'm going
to
say no.
I haven't spoken to my mother in like 4 months, but she's his biggest fan. I can give her a call and get her into input on that.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say no.
Yeah, no, not for me. It's too muscly. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to
say
not. Can
you like be really skinny with like a little flab or like?
Or just like normal? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but when he got like people's sexiest man alive, I was like, was my mom in charge?
Was she sending in the submissions?
Okay. Yeah, she was probably like every day sitting at her computer at work. Submit, submit, submit. Like multiple devices. Submit, submit, submit.
Yeah. Oh my God. So well, that was good, guys. Thank
you. She loves him.
Thank you all so much for all of your submissions.
Yes. You guys, thank you for the submissions.
And we'll definitely do it again for like another episode.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism, Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Before we get into reality TV and pop culture, I know you're all dying, you're waiting, relax, sit down, it'll come, we got you, okay? Be cool. Here's a question that I didn't come up with myself. It is from the internet, but it's very fun. And here we go. So you know, if you go to church, like in the Christian church or the Catholic church, there's a time during the, I almost said the ceremony, during the service to take communion. And when you take communion, they give you like that little wafer thing or whatever, like a little crap. I don't know. Some places are different. The church that I went to with my parents growing up, I'm an atheist now, obviously. They did like pieces of matzah, but like then there's also like those little wafers, like the little whatever.
Yes, like
and
the
they
circle.
Give you, and they give you like the wine and sometimes it's juice, whatever. And that's supposed to represent the body and the blood of Christ, you know?
Right.
So my question to everybody, and I want everybody to reply. I'll post a poll on the stories. It'll be fine. Or like a question thing. What would your body and your blood be?
Ooh.
So for example, mine would be like a perfectly loaded like chip from a plate of nachos. So it's got the cheese, the beans, the cheese, the sour cream, the pico de gallo, the guacamole, the grilled chicken. A little bit of salsa. Perfect bite of that would be my body. And my blood would, of course, and I'm actually changing this now. It would be a spicy margarita. Like one of the ones I make.
Yes.
With the apple.
With the apple. Yum. That's a fun one. Let me think. I feel like mine's going to be boring. All right, I'm going to make mine an empanada.
What's in your empanada?
That's my body. So, inside is going to be vegan cheese.
Yes.
Ground beef. Vegan. It's all vegan. Whatever. And a little tomato sauce. And that's it.
Okay.
In an empanada. Okay. And then my blood, I'm going to say cranberry juice because I've just been craving cranberry juice lately. But that's always been me. So.
Okay. I don't like cranberry juice.
Really?
Why is it so dry? Why is it like that?
I know. But like, I get that taste and I'm like, I want it. So, yeah, that's so fun though. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I like that one a lot. It's really
fun. That would be mine. Yeah, we'll post it though. So if anyone wants to make contributions to what their body and blood would be. Yeah, because when I saw this, it said bread and blood. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, oh, okay.
Girl, so, it's been a long day. Okay.
I know. No, it's fine. And anyway, I'm feeling it. Oh my God, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling the tequila. And I didn't even put that much in.
I love. Okay. Let's do it. Let's get into reality TV.
Yes.
I just watched episodes 12, 13, and 14 of Vanderpump last night.
Yes. Perfect.
And it has been confirmed as of this morning, I guess, because when I looked last night, it only said there were going to be two parts to the reunion. The reunion is now going to be three parts.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm very excited for this reunion because I think a lot of people are falling out. A lot of people are falling out with each other. Well, here's the thing. I am very checked out of the show itself.
Me too, yeah.
But the reunion, I feel like, is going to be good. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I'm like, where? I feel like there was, like, nothing. And now they're, like, slowly, like, hinting towards some big blowout.
Yes.
And we all know that it was in San Francisco where the whole big thing happened.
Right, right.
Right? And yeah. So... No, I'm saying, like, right? And so, like, obviously that's going to be the finale because it's the hugest thing that they've, like,
previewed.
Like, teased, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I feel like one of the last episodes, because I watched 12, 13, and 14 last night, it was 13 or 14, Sheena is, like, talking about how, like, oh, yeah, Tom was there and we just said we love you or like blah, 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 whatever, we miss you. And Ariana the whole time her face is like
right.
So I think some drama is gonna happen, but again, and it was spoiled on all of their social media, Sheena and Lala went to Chicago. They went to see Chicago on Broadway.
Yep. I mean,
okay, then again, they could have just been, like, posing. Like, they just, maybe they went together. And we're like, all right, let's see. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be weird not to.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all over the place right now. I don't know what to really think of it. So. And then do you want to just roll? Because, like. Those last two episodes, I watched so long ago. Like, I'll remember them, but just fill me in.
I know. I can't. I was so high last night.
But literally, like, I will say next season. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, no. Even if they even get a next season.
If they even get a next season, this is what I think should happen.
They got put on pause. Got you guys real quick. They got put on pause. So we don't know.
Breaking news.
And that's, like, almost never good, right?
So, that's never good. If a show's going on pause, that's not good. Here's the thing. Ariana is making it very hard. I understand what she went through. I understand what Tom did. But this is a reality show. This is her job. And in a job, you still have to get your job done. And I feel like she is not doing that. And she... You know, I understand she's hurt, but at the same time, maybe you should have taken a step back like Raquel did. Because with all of this happening, it is not a good look. And I feel like she is making such a horrible decision in the way she's acting towards the other cast members. So next season, I wouldn't even be surprised if she wasn't back.
Here's my theory. She's doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Because she doesn't need to be on Vanderpump Rules anymore. Do you see the amount of, like, brand deals and, like, Dancing with the Stars? All the shit she got just because.
Right. Because of this. Of
Scandoval.
Yeah.
She didn't need to go back to Vanderpump Rules. She could have afforded not to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she would have been fine. She's doing this on purpose. I think. And this is, like, very out there. I think maybe she and Katie are trying to tank the show. Because listen, really? I love both of them. And I think...
Same.
I feel like I agree with almost everything they're doing. Not everything, but like a lot of it.
Right.
Because for the most part, they're protecting their own peace. They're not being really shitty to people. They're choosing to avoid drama and stay out of things.
100%.
If they know it's going to be bad.
100%.
They are being kind of snooty or whatever.
Yeah.
But obviously they're on a reality show and it's like a bummer to see the production kind of like, it makes it look like it's them versus everybody else.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I completely agree with you. But that's why it's weird, because it's like, yeah, it is a reality show and it is an ensemble cast. It's not just you and, you know, Katie on a show. But I completely agree with you. Yes, if that was me on a if that was me, I would also want to protect my peace. I don't think I could be friends with people that are friends with someone that cheated on me or made me feel horrible. I don't see that, you know. But at the same time, it's a show. Yeah. Like it's different.
Right. I think that maybe they're trying to tank it, or maybe they're trying to make it so like they aren't asked back because they aren't providing enough drama.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you have Sheena, Lala, Schwartz, Sandoval, Brock, James, Allie's like literally like the linchpin holding everybody together. And she's literally the only normal sane person.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
Yes.
And it's like Allie and then Lala, I feel like. Allie and Lala.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Everybody else is very Delulu, but honestly, that crew would be great if you just let them go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Because you said
you were laughing at your phone. You were laughing at your phone.
No,
it was so
unnatural. My phone's right here. When you said Delulu, I started laughing because you're like everyone else is Delulu.
I know.
But like I agree with you.
If you I think if they remove Ariana and Katie, as much as I love both of them.
I think
it would really be
It would thrive.
There would be so much drama.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, you could put Tina with anybody and there's always gonna be drama.
Yes, 100%.
She's such a you know who.
Yes. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
So who let me be a person?
Huh? All
right. Who let me be a person?
Oh!
What are you doing, Michael?
So we'll see what happens with that. I am excited for the reunion. Like I said, even though the season sucked, I will still watch the reunion. Also, one last thing about reality TV, The Real Housewives of New Jersey is coming back this Sunday, May 5th on Bravo. I'm so excited. We have been 2 weeks without a Housewives show and that has never happened in the history of Housewives.
Wait, what the fuck are they doing? What are those gays doing at Bravo that they couldn't fucking do that?
Right. I know. So literally.
You guys, I'm gay, so I can say that.
It's fine. It's fine. Did you know that when I went to that Bravo thing, I went with my one friend. And
BravoCon?
No. It was the.
BravoCon?
No. I went to the watch party for the Vanderpump Rules.
Remember? The finale?
Yeah. No, the reunion thing. But anyway, the casting people were like, oh, do you want to have a pillow? Which I still have the pillow. And I was like, yes. And my friend also got one too. I went to the bathroom. I come out. She has one pillow in her hand. I'm like, what the fuck did you do with the pillow? She's like, oh my God, I gave it to this guy. I felt bad. I said, you gave it to the fucking gays? And we died laughing.
Okay, so you got to keep the one pillow you guys had left, of course.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I kept the last pillow, and we were cracking up from us leaving New York, coming home. We were dying laughing because I was just like, yeah. The fact that you fucking gave me that pillow, I'm so mad right now. And it said Bravo on it. I still have it, but yeah, we were dying laughing, but that's what it just reminded me of when you said that. But yeah, so Real Housewives of New York coming back May 5th, which is also Cinco de Mayo.
You mean New Jersey.
What'd I say?
New York. How fucking goddamn dare you?
Oh my gosh.
How fucking goddamn dare you?
I meant Real Housewives of New Jersey.
How fucking goddamn dare you?
Yeah.
In my Italian household. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. But
you fucking kidding me?
we've gone to a whole new level of crazy. but yeah, so I'm
go pick up your
that.
Sister. Don't bother me.
You come into my house. You eat my food. And now you want to play games with me?
Get the fuck out.
That's not how we do it in Staten Island. Oh my god. Okay. We're going to be in the nut house and they're going to say, this was the episode that we needed.
conversely, because yes, I graduated summa cum laude. Fuck you. Conversely, this is the episode that's our claim to fame. Our ticket to Hollywood, baby.
Yes,
we're going to the big times. Let's go.
We're going to Hollywood. All right. And then last, we have a few pop culture things.
Do we have a few?
And that's it. That's all we have. Okay. First off.
First off. You guys, is Justin okay? Is he okay?
No, I feel really bad for him. He was crying on Instagram, guys. He was like,
is Justin Bieber doing okay?
And then his wife wrote something slick, like, oh, we love a crier, or something like that. I'm like, this girl did not just fucking write that.
Oh, my little crybaby.
Yeah. Insane. Like, nobody, is everybody okay? Like, that is so fucking crazy that she wrote that. You saw it?
No, the funniest fucking tweet. Like, I'm screaming at this tweet.
Oh my god, wait, a house blew up in South River.
Oh my god, stuff.
Wait, okay. It's a big house. I didn't know there were mansions in South River.
Honestly, there aren't, so what the hell?
Okay, so what the fuck is that?
Alright, we'll get back to the explosion in a sec. Breaking news, explosion in South River. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. But yeah, no, Justin Bieber was crying. And
okay. So in this definitely like photoshopped photo, or like they changed their friend's contact name to grandpa.
Yeah.
Somebody had tweeted like a screenshot and it says it's from grandpa. And then it says, yesterday, 4:37 p.m. I am worried about Justin Bieber. And then today, 5:39 p.m. There is so much heartbreak in Justin's life. And somebody quote tweeted it and said, this is how I text my friends at 2 a.m. This is how I text my friends at 2 a.m. after accidentally leaving them on delivered for 8 hours. And I'm like, if that ain't me.
Right.
Like, I'm either responding to your text immediately.
Yes.
Or I'm never responding to it, and I'm going to text you in 2 weeks and be like, oh my god, I totally thought I answered them. I don't do that. I really don't.
Yes. No, but that could be me, but it could be like a day later. It's not, because I'll be like, holy shit, I click that you messaged me, and then I forgot. But anyway, here's the post. It's her. It's him crying, and she wrote
a pretty crier.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad for him. I hope he's okay, though.
I know. Like, what's going on, Justin?
I know. So much is happening.
Like, cradle you like a baby.
Right. I just like get me a pool, and I'll do it for you. And then,
like next... a new girl, like in that episode, of New Girl.
Which one?
Where Nick gets in a really good mood and Jess is on her period and she just got fired and he takes her to like the pool and the whole and, like...
Oh yeah. Takes her all over. Like, let's have fun.
I love it. It's so fucking funny.
And then next, guys, Britney Spears. Oh my gosh. Like, it's crazy. Paramedics are called for Britney Spears following a night with her boyfriend, Paul Zolis, last night. She was reportedly screaming and out of control in the hallway of her hotel suite. And then there were other reports just saying that, like, you know, she wasn't doing well and that something was going on and that she was in the hotel, like, fighting with this man. Wild. I don't know. Like, I'm just scared because, like, I think she... I don't know. I think she is crazy. You know, because like maybe she wasn't, but all those pills and all those things that she had to take and the uppers and the downers and the this and the that, like, it all catches up to you at some point. So I feel really bad for her. But
yeah,
I just hope she gets some kind of help she needs, the right kind of help, not just them popping her with bullshit.
And me too.
So I don't know. And then what's the last thing?
Yeah,
you could take that.
Oh, okay. So I saw this thing, and I don't know if it's a shit post or if it's real, and I think I liked it on Instagram, so I'm going to look right now.
Okay.
Wait,
is it the one where Alec Baldwin punched the lady?
So Alec Baldwin, if you look it up, has done a lot of things, okay?
Like, the past 2 weeks, he's done so much.
But he's also done a lot of things in the past, like, 20 to 30 years as well.
Oh, yes.
And hold on. Give me, like, 2 seconds. Was it on here? Let me, like, Google it. And if it doesn't come up, then I'm just going to try and paraphrase from my memory, which is terrible. Okay, I got it. So it is real. It is real. I didn't make it up. It's not a shit post.
Okay.
It says Alec Baldwin reflects on nearly 40 years of sobriety, admits he does miss drinking. And somebody, I think it was on Twitter, and somebody quote tweeted it and said he was sober for all of that.
Right. That was my first thing. Listen, I was like, okay.
So his beautiful, gorgeous daughter, the oldest one, who is with Kim Basinger, who obviously hot, dated Prince, Queen, love. Their daughter's gorgeous. She's our age. I think she'd be like a year younger than us, or she's my age, whatever. And because him and Kim Basinger had gotten, like, separated, or they were getting divorced, and she was like 8 or 9, maybe 7 at the time. And he left her, like, a voicemail and was calling her, like, a greedy little pig.
Yes, I remember that.
Terrible. Yes. Bad. He, like, punches paparazzi. He, you know, whatever. I mean, the thing with the gun on the movie set, I don't think that was his fault.
Right.
Because he's not loading the weapons. He doesn't know.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know what happened, but whatever. But, like, there's a lot of things that Alec Baldwin has done that have been very questionable in his lifetime. And the fact that he's been sober for all of it, it's like, Alec, maybe you should drink. No, right. I'm kidding. That's a terrible thing to say.
No, but, like, maybe, like, see, like, what that would do for you. I don't know.
Yeah, like, see if you stop being insane.
Yeah, because, like, it's too much. It's way too much with this man. Like, he's always in something. He just punched that girl, like, last week or something. Now, the girl was in his face yelling, but I'm like, dude, you don't just punch, like, or push. I'm sorry, he didn't punch her. He pushed her. But still, you don't, like, push a girl and throw her phone. Like, I thought that was insane. Like,
still.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. So,
get your head out of your asshole.
He's a mess. He's an absolute mess.
Get your head out of your asshole and just be polite, maybe?
And vibe. Maybe smoke marijuana. Maybe he needs marijuana.
Do something, my friend. Yeah. Do something.
And last, before we leave, let's talk about our hyperfixations. Do you have one, or you want me to go first?
Sorry, I'm just Snapchatting a friend my cleavage because it looks good.
Oh.
Man, I don't have one this week. My phone.
Okay. And we know why. Yeah, that's
and we all know why.
And we all know why.
We don't have the launch in the message.
Mine is I've been reading the book Not All Diamonds and Rosé by Dave Quinn. It's the story about housewives and how it all started.
First of all, reading King. We love it. Smart as hell. 4.0 win.
Thank you. Absolutely.
College degree win. Let's go.
Thank you. So I've been reading that slowly, but it has been really good. So I'm excited for that.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm reading. I know this is so off topic and we have to go, but I am reading the new Emily Henry.
Emily Henry?
You guys know I always have something to say at the end.
Yeah.
My brand sign. I talk too much. It ruins my life.
It's on brand.
I started talking at 7 months and I haven't stopped since. It's my way till payday.
Absolutely.
I did like a very cheeky leg and you guys can't even see it again. I went like.
Yeah, she can't even see it. She did like.
And then hung out. Yeah. Like very sexy.
And like side, like angled her neck.
Yes. And so Emily Henry writes romance novels and they're all very similar, except I was really feeling like disappointed. I was like, oh, this one's going to be the same, but they're all very good. But I was like, I wanted something a little bit fresher. And she has given us something a little bit more fresh via the characters. The characters are, I think, especially the male character, someone who I would have sex with if they were a real person.
If they were.
And I mean, let's be real. I probably would have with the others too. But this one is just like so my type. And also I see a lot of myself in him. I'm like,
okay.
Me too, friend.
Yeah.
He's just like me for real. But yeah, check out Emily Henry. The new one is called Funny Story. She also has People We Meet on Vacation, Happy Place, Book Lovers, and fuck, what's the other one? Shit. Sorry, I have to.
She has to get down to the bottom of it.
Beach Read. It's called Beach Read. And Beach Read.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we've got Beach Read, People Meet on Vacation, Happy Place, Book Lovers, and Funny Story. Happy Place was the first one I read. Very good. I think People We Meet on Vacation is also very, very good.
Yeah.
And Book Lovers is also really good. And then I think probably my least favorite is Beach. No, honestly, they're all good. They're all good. Check her out.
Check her out. Check everything. Love okay. that.
You guys, we love you. This was a long one for you guys. I hope.
Yes.
I hope. I don't think most of you have made it to this point, but
no, I've been asking a lot of people that listen. I was like, yeah, lately we haven't been doing like hour long, and everybody I said that to, they're like, oh, I love when you guys do a longer episode. So they're going to watch, they're going to listen, they're going to stay until the end, especially now when we say, guys, it's been so much fun and it's time for us to go.
Adam, we love you.
Yes. We love all of our VIP members of the pod. Yeah. And our
But you know, we got to shout out Adam at least once. It's like our pineapple from Psych, or our from New Girl. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yes, I agree.
It's the thing in nearly every episode.
In every ep.
Every ep.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Be safe. It is Cinco de Mayo. I'm not doing anything, I don't think. Oh, so. My God.
Wait, do you want to come have brunch with me here?
On Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Ooh, all right, send me the details.
All right, let's get brunch.
Yeah, because that day is Real Housewives in New Jersey, so I want to be there at night. But yeah.
Okay, so you can come have brunch.
Oh my gosh. And then
we're doing it. You guys, we're going to have brunch.
We're going to do it.
Maybe we'll do something special for you guys.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll have a drunk episode or something.
Yeah. Don't worry. My titties will be there. So don't worry, friends.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
all right, guys.
I'm so annoying. This is why I'm going to die alone. All right. Love you guys.
Stop it. All right. Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
Love you guys. I'm a simple